Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Amen, 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 and good morning.
Hit me.
First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host is Apostle Via Douglas Sr. and myself, Prophetess Kashima Douglas. Come on in, come on in, have a seat, and get ready to hear a word from God. The scripture for this morning is
Ecclesiastes 3:1.
Y'all, excuse me, these words still get me. Anyway, the scripture says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Again, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donna Douglas, and that lovely voice that you guys heard just a few moments ago is none other than Prophetess Kashima Douglas. She is she's my boo thing, she's my ride or die. She's a little bit of everything. She wear many hats in ministry with us, and we thank God for her on this morning. We just wanted to come on this morning just to encourage you and inspire, strengthen you. Through the word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, guys, as always, you know, let's get to it before we get this broadcast even started. Let us go in effectual fervent prayer before we get started. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of your voice on this morning. Father, our prayer, our sincere prayer this morning, God, is that you would move by your power and by your strength, God. Let those that are under the sound of our voice, God, be built up, God. In the most holy faith. God, we realize and understand that even in life, sometimes we go through trials and we go through tribulations. We go through things, God, that we don't always understand. But Father, we know that you are yet in control. You are still on the throne and the devil is still alive. Father, so we glorify you and we magnify you. Father, just for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you, God, for those that are listening in. God, touch their hearts and build them up, God. God, we pray that the word that is delivered today, God, is a word of strength and a word of power. God, we pray on today, God, that you would speak life into them right now. Father, our sincere and most earnest prayer today is, God, that you would touch them, God. God, in whatever condition they may find themselves in on today. God, come into the room. God, and do what you do best, and that is your God. So, God, today, silence the noise and pestilence, God. God, put a gag order on them right now, God. God, we pray right now. God, that you would quiet the chaos in their minds, God, and even soothe, God, their hearts. God, they may be able to hear, comprehend, and feel your presence on this morning. God, we thank you for this in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you guys. Again, thank you guys so very much for partnering up and listening in. We thank you all. Of our countries that's overseas for listening in, and we thank you guys for doing that as well. We realize that your job is extremely hard. Those of you all that are out in the missionary fields, those of you all out that are out pastoring in these other countries, the apostles and the missionaries that are out doing the work, you converting those that are lost in this world to the mindset of Christ. We realize that your job is not an easy job. It's not for the faint of heart. We thank you for placing your hand to the plow and that you have not taken your hand off the plow. We thank you for the mindset and the heart that you have to do the work that you are doing. And our prayer, our sincere prayer is that you would touch many lives and that you would cause them to come into the fullness of Christ. Our prayer is that you would move expeditiously and give those who are lost an opportunity to find their way. We thank you for that. And we realize that those of you all that have had hard taskmasters over you, they're trying everything in their power to keep you guys from moving forward. But listen, we want you to know that we are praying for you. There are those that are on this side of the world. You got a whole slew of a whole company of brothers and sisters that are interceding for you. So don't think that you're doing this one by yourself. You got some help. You got some help along the way. Amen. You got some help along the way. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We want you to know that. And those of you all who are giving your lives, we want you to know that we do realize that even though your journey has just begun, know that God is yet in control. He is still on the throne, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think in every way that we want. We are his children, and he loves us, and he will protect you, and he will keep you, those who mind and stayed on him. So continue your journey. Continue your journey, and don't let the enemy make you feel like you can't make it. Amen? Amen. Listen, guys, before we go any further, let us go ahead on and acknowledge those countries that are listening in, those countries that are listening in. You got the United States, you got Canada, you got Brazil, you got Ghana, you got Guyana, you got Kenya, you have Zimbabwe, you have South Africa, you have Jamaica, you have Germany, you have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. And we want to tell you guys again, as always, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And please continue. Please continue, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue to share the broadcast. Remember, guys, those of you all that are listening in and you like to have prayer, or you would just like to call in and just share your testimony, or maybe you just like to call in and just tell us that you are enjoying the broadcast. We will be excited to have you say that and tell that, be a part of that. So that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will be glad to acknowledge you and speak with you and find out what is it that you want to do on this morning. So listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne.
adore your name.
Thank you.
came from his head, feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. That he did not owe. What came from his hands, his feet and his side, was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. Most of all,
come on.
all because of the blood. My God, my God. If you guys didn't feel that, I don't know what to say. Reevaluate yourself. It's all because of the blood. God didn't lay his life down for nothing. He loved us enough to send his son, pure, no sin, to lay down and die just for you and me. No matter what you did last night, nor this morning, know that our Father loves you. In spite of what they say, what they try to make you think, my God, you're still the child of a king. Don't you ever forget that. Remember, if you want to call in, excuse me, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. This is a no-judgment zone. Apostle nor myself can judge you. Only God can. No matter what man say, God is ahead. Take your position. Stand up. Remember, 2 Corinthians says, walk by faith. You're a king's kid. Don't you ever forget that. Yes, it gets rough. The storm will not be there long. You stand on the word of God. You hold your faith. If you get weary, you're human. Everybody get weary. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's untouchable. Love one another. When they don't want to love back on you, it's okay. Don't get mad. Pray. You can pray for people from a distance. You don't have to be right in their area or around them or pray for them. You can pray for them from a distance and still love them. Keeping your faith and your mind on Jesus, you will get the peace that you need. Okay, it's rough. That's okay. Okay, you're going through. We're here to encourage, inspire, and help you get where you need. You've been holding on to that pressure too long. It's time for you to release it and let God be God. Know that he would never leave you nor forsake you, that he's always right there. He's the on-time God. No matter what you've been through, he still will be right there. Hold your head up, stick your chest out, and smile. And tell yourself, I'm going to be okay. Yeah, they say things, but you got to remember, they talk about Jesus Christ as he walked on heaven. But he still died for you and me. Don't be worried. It's going to be okay. God got you. As long as you know that, everything else is irrelevant. He hung in blood just for you. Well, nobody else going to do that. You got to remember, Satan looked into your future. He already knows what you're capable of. That's why your fight is so strong. He already knows. If I can throw roadblocks in front of him or her, I can get them off track. Then I can win. Remember, the first thing he attacks is your mind. When you open your eyes, put your heaven of salvation on. Don't fold. I'm telling you, it will get better later. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
break every chain. Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
And it's here tonight
to break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Welcome back. Welcome back to World War Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
I like you put too many nines in there. Good morning. Good morning, and thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. We read something earlier today that I think is noteworthy to go back and do a little tap dance on if y'all don't mind. We read Ecclesiastes 3:1-9, and it spoke about a time and a season for everything under the sun. I want to enlighten you on just a little bit of that section right there. It talks about a time and a season for everything under the sun. It's if you would allow me about 5 minutes, give me about 5 or 10 minutes, and I want to enlighten you on this thing called a season. There are 4 seasons. In Houston, we got 5, but there are actually 4 seasons. There's winter, there's summer, there's fall, and then there's spring or autumn. We have these seasons that come in our life naturally to be so. As a matter of fact, Houston, we're heading into our summer season. And in this transition of seasons, if you pay any attention to the weather, some of our jobs require us to pay attention to the weather. Some of our assignments, because we work outside, make us have to pay attention to the weather. As parents, we have to pay attention to the shifting of the season because we have to be prepared to dress our children as they go to school. We ourselves, we have to prepare because we have to go out into the weather. Apostle, what are you trying to say? Give me a minute. I'm trying to, let me work up to that for you real quick. There is a preparation when you're in your season. There is a preparation while you're in your season. There's a preparation. There's a necessity, ladies and gentlemen, hear me and hear me real well. There's a necessity to be prepared in your season. I shared something to Facebook on yesterday. I had a moment yesterday. And in my moment, I got to see my humanity be revealed to me by my God. It was not a situation to where I'm going to say, well, I was ashamed of what I did or I felt bad for what I did, but I allowed the enemy to come into my season and watch this here, interrupt my season. We as the body of Christ, we as the believer, we have to understand we cannot allow the enemy to come in and interrupt our season. Because all the preparation that we have done would go for naught. Now watch this here. I told you I allowed him to come in and interrupt my season. But watch what happened as he came in to interrupt my season. As he interrupted my season, I began to realize that it was the enemy. And I had to go back and I had to repent and ask God, now it wasn't a fall to the point to where I wallowed in it. I stumbled and I called on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me for one. For two, God, thank you for showing me who I was. Three, God, I know I got work to do. Some of y'all under the sound of my voice, y'all got work to do too. But the season that shifted me, because in this time that God has begun to prepare, God bless you, God bless you. In this time that God is shifting us, we have to be mindful that the season that we're in, we cannot be so to the point to where we get stuck in the same season. Come here, let me help you. Come on, let me help you. I told you I ain't got but 5 minutes on this train. If y'all ride with me for a minute, I promise I get y'all to the station. I'm going to let y'all off, and y'all can go on y'all merry way. Ride with me to the next station, if y'all would. Those of you all want to get off now because the road is going to get a little distance, ride is going to get a little bumpy. We going to hit some real hard spots in the track. So if you want to get off, now would be a good time to get off. But if you want to be enlightened this morning, if you want some help, if you want to push, if you want that drive this morning, if you really need to understand what season you in your life, you might want to stay on the train and ride with me for a minute. But listen very carefully. Seasons are not meant to stay around. Oh, Jesus the Christ, the Lord and the Savior of our whole soul. Listen, seasons were never meant to stay around. When there is winter, we have what they call Groundhog Day. And when the groundhog comes out of the hole, and if he sees his shadow, is the way they, quote unquote, gauge if we're going to have some more winter time. If he's afraid by his shadow, he shoots back in. Y'all ain't never seen the story. Y'all, Jack Frost, y'all know the story about Jack Frost as a kid. We used to watch that all the time in the winter and during Christmas time and all that. Jack Frost would, and the groundhog, they had an agreement. And Jack Frost would want to stay around for a little while longer, and him and Jack Frost have a conversation. And when Jack Frost want to hang around a little while longer, he'll tell the groundhog, "Hey man, see your shadow, so we can go ahead on and." So I can go ahead on and linger around a little while longer. And he said, "Well, that's fine by me. Now I can sleep a little while longer." What are you saying, Apostle? The devil and the devil has an agreement with all of the ifs that's in your life, all of the situations and circumstances that's in your life. The devil has he has an agreement with him. Yeah, Lord. Y'all gonna mess around here. Y'all gonna make me preach for real. They got an agreement with each other, and that agreement is keep him occupied, keep her distracted, keep him stumbling, keep him in that same negative mindset, keep him in that same hungry spot where he's constantly and consistently looking and lurking and trying to find out who he really is. Keep him in that same Washington season. Keep him in the season of negativity. Keep him in the season of despair. Keep him in the season of distraction. Keep him in the season of the woe was me mentality. Keep him in the pity party season. If I can keep you there, God, help me right here. I can control the situation. I can control the season. Watch the text. Watch the text. He said there's a time and a season. Wait a minute. There's a time and a season. Watch the text. There's a time and a season. So what are you trying to tell me? Time and season are two different things. Yes, they are. Time is the, watch this here, Kairos, Those of you all who are following along with the Greek text, it's kairos. That means time. Kairos is the timing of God. It's the timing. Kairos time. Time means something. Come here. Timing is everything to God. Oh, God help me right here. Because watch this. Have you ever noticed when you're right on the threshold of walking into your blessed place and your best place, the enemy will show his head and show his natural behind when it comes here. And let me preach to you like they did back in the old church. The devil will show his natural behind because he wants you to get distracted right in time. He wants you to get distracted right in time so you don't move into your season. You do know the timing. Oh, Lord, you're going to mess them up. The timing is everything. Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Yeah. The timing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's everything to God. See, because if God let us move at our time, come here. Y'all remember back in the day when you would tell your homeboy, say, man, be on time. I ain't talking about CPT people time. You know what that means. All of y'all that's out there, that's CPT. I need you on JPT. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I need you to move on JPT time. Quick, fast, and hurry. I need you on time. I was blessed when we did the women's conference. The woman of God said, my wife had her women's conference, we had a vendor there, and she said something about time, and it blessed me, and I didn't get an opportunity to tell her. She said, if you on time, you late. She said, your time, you should be there at least 15, 20 minutes ahead of time. She said, I'm old school, I'm military. Sometimes we have to get a militant attitude when it comes to our season. Come here, people of God, let me help you. You got to get a militant attitude when it comes to your season. And tell the devil, I'm going to be 15 minutes early. I'm going to be 10 years early. I'm going to be 5 years early. Coming into my time and into my season. Because I refuse to let you interrupt my shift. My wife posted on a Facebook page. It's a shift that's happening. It's a shift in the atmosphere. She prophesied this. It's a shift. So those of you all that are under the sound of my voices this morning, listen to me. Don't miss the shift in God. Don't miss what God is saying. Don't miss what God is doing. Don't miss where God is trying to take you to. Because watch this, one of the worst things in the world, people of God, that you could do is be stuck in a time loop. One of my favorite movies is Groundhog Day with Bill Murray in it, and he repeats the same day over and over and over and over again. Can you imagine being stuck in the same time loop over and over and over and over and over and over again? You think, and the crazy part about it is, you would actually think that it's something new because the devil got you distracted. God help in the building today. You would think that is something new. But if in actuality it's the same season over and 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 over again. It looks new. It looks new, people of God. It looks new. But it's actually the same devil. You in the same situation. But like I said, you just said it's different people. Wow. 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 He sends different faces. But you're still in that same vein. You're still in that same mentality. You cannot overcome, or you cannot advance, or you cannot move into your next design and orchestrated season because, watch this here, you are stuck right there. It's not until, people of God, you understand that your time is now. We're gonna act like we're in the church. I want you to touch two or three people around you and tell them my time is now. My time is now. I'm walking into my time. I'm walking into my time. I'm walking into my time. Because watch what happens. You notice he didn't say season then time. He said time then season. Anytime you read the scripture and that when and the first word that he speaks about, because if you really want to know the truth about this, if you look at this is divine instructions that he's given to you. He said, I return to see that under the sun that there's a time and a season for everything. He said, I return to see under the sun there's a time and a season. That word time is first. Because watch this here. We have to redeem the time. Why do you think Jonah traveled a three-day journey in one day? He had to redeem the time. Why do you think Jesus came on the scene and was only here for 3 years? Because he had to redeem the time. All the prophets had messed up, all the stuff that they did. He had to redeem the time. He had to go in and read the law. And then when he said, I did not come to do away with the law, he said, I came to fulfill my part in the law. And this is my part. This is my portion. Right there, God. Do you not realize that if you do not fulfill your portion, you will miss your season? Get up off the floor. Come on, get up. Get up. Get up off the floor. Yeah, get up off the floor. Get up. Get off the ground. Get yourself up. Gird your loins up. You've been trying to figure out why you're eating the half of the loaf and you're not being fulfilled. And you're eating the roll, but you're not being fulfilled. That's because you're not taking your portion. You know how it was when we were kids? Mama put enough on the plate. It was six of us. If you were late to the table, you get what is left. That's how we grew up. Well, she's the only child, so yeah. Whatever. But listen, the portion that belongs to you has already been set. But my question to you, people of God, is this. This is my question. Who are you letting keeping you from getting to your portion? Is it you? Is it somebody else? Is it the negativity that's in the atmosphere? Is it that woman that's at the job Is it that man at the job? Is it that relative? Can I get real up close and personal with you? Can I get real up close? Is it your mama? Is it your daddy? Oh, God, help me right here, because I just step real deep. Y'all praying for me. Y'all praying for me. I just want to know if y'all praying for me. Y'all praying for me. Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Who's keeping you from getting your portion? It's a time and a season for everything under the sun. We make the mistake, people of God, of allowing people to make us miss, watch the text, miss the shift. Because you notice it goes from time, and then he begins to talk about a season. The season has a time limit on it. How many of you are under the sound of my voice right now? You have gone past your expiration date. I'm going to ask y'all again. How many of you are under the sound of my voice have gone beyond your expiration date? And it's ironic that we would deal with this part right here, because the Bible says first natural, then spiritual. Every canned good, the government had put the USDA stamp of approval on every product that's produced food-wise. And the guidelines and the stipulations of the USDA is this. Every product that is produced has, number one, got to have our stamp of approval on it, and it has to have, watch this here, an expiration date. If the intelligence of man can say I put an expiration date on something. God is creator of everything. Do you not think that he did the exact same thing with a season in your life? Let's go a little bit deeper, can we, for a moment? How many people have not only God put an expiration, how many people have God put an expiration date on, and you still got them in your life? That's like having 6-month-old milk sitting in your refrigerator. You know how it starts to separate? The curds go to the top and the water go down to the bottom of it? Right there. Even soy milk solidifies and gets real funky looking. Bread begins to mold. Cheese begins to mold. Meat begins to rot. Begins to get a real funny smell. And you're sitting in there, and you're sitting there spiritually, and you smell something wrong. Good God from Zion. And you still got around. This don't smell right. But yet you still got them following behind you. But every time you get there, oh Lord, they still got a smell. Allowing them to be in a season that was never designed for them to be in. And the crazy part about it is this. Let me help you a lot. You carry people into your next season that actually they never should have been there in the beginning. You cross over, they still in the season, but you go back and get them. You cross over into your next season and you go back and you get them. They don't delay the season. But watch this. They make you stay in a season longer than what you're supposed to. I ain't got much time. But watch. It says, for everything, there is a season. For everything, there is a season and a time for every activity. This is what the Living Translation says. Hold on. Let's go down a little bit deeper. I got my Good News Translation. Everything that happens is in this world happens at the time God chooses. There is a chosen time that God has for you. There's a chosen time. A chosen time. God chose the time, ladies and gentlemen, but I have a question for you. God chose the time. Have you walked in it yet? Let's go a little bit deeper. He chose you to go into this next season. Have you moved yet? Our inability to comprehend and to see that seasons and time, times and seasons, days, months, years, millenniums, centuries, decades, it's another one. I can't think of the name of it right now. But they're all connected to a season. Time, season. You will always be in a time and you will always be in a season. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. Are you still in a season that you should have left a long time ago? Time, season. Don't get caught in a season, watch the text, that was never designed for you to be in. Don't get caught in a mindset that will keep you longer than you want to be there. Because in actuality, can I be honest with you? With all fairness to be said to you, because I don't want you to miss the shift. I got stuck in a time loop myself because I wanted one thing out of the deal. But truth be told, I got nothing out of it. I wanted it to work in my favor. But in actuality, it never was designed to work for my. It was designed to work for my good, but it wasn't designed for me to be in it for as long as I did. I ignored all the signs and all the doors. How many of y'all had some doors that was open to y'all, and instead of y'all walking through the door, it stays right there. I know they messed somebody up. We walk through a door. we walk through a door that's prepared. He said, I set before you an open heaven. How many of you all have missed your open heaven because you was focused on the thing that was on the ground? You were focused on the words that they were saying, the stuff that they were spewing, the lies, the innuendos, all because it was designed for you to be in a place, watch this here, that God said, I'm waiting. Only thing I need you to do is just step into the light, Carol Ann. Step into the light. Step into what I've told you to step in. Because you've been in the darkness of this season for too long. It's time for you to walk into the shift. And that is the word of the Lord for this morning. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory. Lord, I know I almost went crazy, yeah. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and for the moments that I know you kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
It's my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
For those that
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The overcome scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you believe with your mouth, Jesus Lord, and believe in your heart and God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You need to have your phone off when I'm trying to say the scripture, not having it on and throwing me off. Okay. You never know. This is live. Everybody is live. If you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We laugh and joke a lot, but we're serious about the word of God. I'm going to say it again. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Laughter does the heart good like a medicine. Y'all, it's just a good thing. It's just a good place to laugh. It's good to laugh. It's good to enjoy life, to have a pleasant day, to have a pleasant time in God on this morning. Listen, guys, Romans 10:9 is a scripture reading that we read it every week. And the purpose and the reason for us reading that scripture every week is for us to be able to give you guys a shift, to give you guys an opportunity to walk into your best place and walk into your blessed place. On this morning, allow us to even fortify you even the more with the scripture reading that we had, that we gave to you. Because in this journey, ladies and gentlemen, we do not want you to walk. The Bible says, I would not have you ignorant about those who are asleep. I don't want you to think that because you have fallen away or because people have told you that you're not worthy, because people have spoken and said that you're no good, that you got too much going on in your life. Jesus died for the homosexual just as much as he died for the drug addict, okay? Jesus died for the lesbian just as much as he died for the murderer, okay? So don't ever feel like Jesus didn't die for you, because every door, every opportunity is open. We give so much credit to the enemy and how he is able to keep us all this. No, it's not about letting the enemy have credit this morning. It's about letting you know that even though you may be in a place, watch the text, you may be in a place to where you feel like you're not worthy, but God says, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's what the word says. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us because he died for us because of the simple fact that he knew that we were going to need somebody to save us out of the place that we were in. He knew that it was we're going to need an advocate that will speak for us. Come here, let me help you. Jesus died that you might have life and have that more abundantly. I used to do this when I first started. I would tell you, get your sins that you have, get them on your mind, whatever it is. Just get that thing that's on your mind. Get it on your mind. But today, I just want to present it to you like this. You know who you are and you know where you are. You know what you're dealing with. You know the place that you're in. This morning is an opportunity for you to cross into your blessed place. Touch about two or three people and ask them, say, are you ready? Ask them, are you ready? I'm going to pray, and then we're going to speak that same scripture over your life that my wife just read. And we're going to, I just want you to say, I receive it. I just want you to say, I receive it. I just want you to say, I receive it. I want you to say, I receive it. Ready? Let's go. Gracious and eternal Father, we come. God, we come lifting up those that are in this place. Mighty as you are, as grateful as we are, as strong as we are, we still need you. We come with the mindset of a people who needs their Father and their God to make a way out of no way. Guide us on this morning, Holy Spirit. Speak life and speak life more abundantly, that we don't lose our way and that we don't lose our vision of the direction that we're going in. God, give us the ability right now, Father God, to walk in freedom, walk in understanding, and walk in hope. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. So on this morning, Father, my prayer, our prayer, our sincere prayer, is that you would touch those that understand our voices, that want to be in the right relationship with you. And as I speak the scripture of Romans 10 and 9 over their life, my prayer is that they receive it now, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They are now saved, and they're in the safety of your care. Now, God, I pray for those that did not surrender on this morning, that did not give their hearts, did not give their minds. My prayer for them this morning, God, is simply this, Father. Give them the grace to overcome the thing that the enemy has presented in their life, and let the words and the movement of who you are be shown and seen in their lives. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, is our prayer. Father, don't let them stumble in the way that they go. But God, give them the understanding and wisdom and knowledge that you are your God and you are your God all by yourself. Stand with them and stand for them. God, we pray for every judicial, every mayor, every governor, every president, God, our president and vice president. God, we pray for them. We pray for every doctor, every nurse, every first responder, every police officer, or God, every ambulance driver, every fire department. God, we pray for them. We pray for the missionaries. We pray for the evangelists, God. We pray for the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the pastors, God, the bishops, God. We pray, God, for the lay ministers, God, that are working in the body of Christ. We pray for them, God. We pray that you would touch them, guide them, and meet them, God, and on every hand. And we lift them up to you, Father God. Every one of the names, every one of the positions, every one of the police and fire department, God, all of them, God, we lift them up to you. Father, they say, work the work, God, that you have designed in them. God, give them peace, joy, love, and protection today, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Those of you all who have prayed that prayer on this morning, we want to share these three keys with you. Three very important keys that we want to share with you. One, get you a Bible, because now you're going to need some ammo for the fight. Number two, get into a church that is not only preaching the word, but they're also teaching the word. Amen. Get into a church, a Bible-based believing church that is not only teaching the word, but they are preaching the word, and that you're not only preaching the word, I'm sorry, but teaching the word. They're teaching you that same word that you're reading. Make sure they do that. And make sure that the individual that you go to, that this individual person, watch this here, lifestyle demonstrates what they're saying in the pulpit. Amen. their life in the pulpit and their life outside of the pulpit, they line up. Amen. Listen, listen. Also, remember, guys, the COVID is crazy. Please make sure that you're social distancing yourself. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you wear sanitizing your hands. Make sure that you're limiting the contact with people as much as possible. It is a necessity, people of God, that we do this, which is a necessity that we do this. Amen. We are still in protective mode when it comes to this thing. So we have to be mindful about it. Amen. Also, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gift to Give Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for a Calgon Take Me Away moment or one of those relaxing, take a bath and just relax your day away baths, please make sure you get in contact with my lovely wife, none other than the prophetess, Kashima Douglas. Please make sure you contact her. You can do so by going to 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. Please text your request to her there, and she will be glad to take care of all of your bath bomb needs. Also, you could go to coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. You could contact her on either one of those points of contact information. And remember, guys, remember, these bath bombs are they're made with nothing but the best products, and they're all natural. She even puts a little drop of anointed oil in it. I'm telling you, it is everything that you would need to relax your day away. Now, gentlemen, it is not just for the ladies. I tried the product for the product launch, and I'm telling you, it relaxed every bone in your body. It is just a very relaxing, soothing bath experience. And I promise you, you'll be glad you tried them. Amen. That's Cora Gift to Give Bath Bombs. Those points of contact to get in contact with her, again, is 832-816-7997, or go to Cora Gift to Gifts 34@gmail.com. That's Cora Gifted Gifts 34@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much again for being a part of today's broadcast. You are what make this broadcast the broadcast. Thank you so very much from the Worldwide Gospel Connection family, from my wife and myself. We want to say thank you, and please continue to support, continue to share, continue to like, continue to be a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we got some fantastic things coming up. Please stay tuned. Please stay tuned. Please stay tuned. Because in this next season of shift, God is doing something tremendous. Remember, there is a shift in the atmosphere. There is a shift in the atmosphere. God bless you. We'll see you guys on tomorrow for Women's Day, Thursday. And remember also, guys, those of you all that would like to share in your giving on this morning, please feel free to go to your Cash App. You can go to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can go there. And whatever seed that you sow, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are a ministry that sows into other ministries. So when you sow into us, your seed that you sow into us, we sow into another man's field. And when we sow into another man's field, we take the seed that you've given to us and sow. So this is how we receive a harvest from a field that we did not plant in. Amen? We didn't physically plant that seed. We planted a seed in one place, but the man of God or woman of God take that seed and plant it in another place. And then that's how you get the sowing and reaping of another man's field from another man's field, because you have sowed into the right ground, and that right ground produces another seed. Amen? So listen, thank you guys so very much. Thank you guys so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. And remember, as always, we love you with the love of the Lord. And remember to always, always pray and never faint, because God is not only able, but he's well able to do it, see it abundantly above all we can ask of him. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all have a great day.